You go short divorce for Parshas Kitisa, Adar Aleph, Etzel Chizik, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Alenin Shabin Tzchusin, first and foremost for our soldiers, for Chayelim, all Bnei Yisrael, speaking about the Eli community, Hashem Shabin Nechama, and Yeshua's Nechama's Mamash. We should see Nisim Nigalim, Nisim Nistarim, all Mi Megalab, as Hashem Yisbach. One of my first Torahs that I have written down from the Sefer Ava Shalom, from the Chassid Rebbe, seems like I heard from my Rebbe Rav Simon in my first years in Yeshiva. Pasuk says in our parsha, and I think it's very kedai for any type of kiddush zman, but definitely for other for Purim. Vayom Ashri Shavas V'Nefash. We see this all the time. The seventh day, Kadosh Baruch Hu rested. Rashi says, "Oy ba'avda avlam nefesh." We're already seeing that where the nefesh is going to be taken away. But says the Kasuv Rebbe, "No, there's actually a deeper inyan. Why is it?" Says the Kasuv Rebbe, "Why is it that some people when it comes to Shabbos they're mamish and a high?" And then some people are just like, okay, it's a day. I get to be with my family, shoots and ladders. I don't have to go to school. So it's very simple. When a person works, a person davens and learns and does chesed throughout the week, it's something called zichuch ha-nefesh. You're purifying yourself. You're connecting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're being metah your nefesh. You're getting ready for Shabbos already throughout the entire week. So therefore, you're going to have yish lo simcha atzuma margish ha-avar tanik mikol to kudosh Shabbos. Then you're going to feel Shabbos, kudosh mamish. Why is the people are sad? Because your neshama is sad. You're sad because your neshama is sad. So it sends, and how do we see this in the word? Vayinafash is vay shel hanefesh. Hainu hapagam shel vav yimei hakoil. The vav yimei, vav, the six, yimei nefesh. The 6 days a week that a person should have worked upon themselves. You should have Shabbos, Yechav Shabbos. In Kedusha B'li Achanah. If you want to have Shabbos Kodesh, if you want to have Kedusha, if you want to have connection to Kedush Baruch Hu, it's got to be done with preparation. That's why in Ravitcher Meyer, Shlita Sefer, Yom Derkecha, and Shabbos, what is all to start with? It starts with Motzei Shabbos. You start with the Hachanah of Shabbos, starts with Motzei Shabbos. It starts with the Avodah of Havdalah. It doesn't start with Wednesday, Lechun and Anna. It starts with the Motzei Shabbos before. And that's the whole Indian of Shabbos. That's the whole Indian being a Jew. If something that's important to you, you give priority, you prepare, you make sure you put time and effort and energy, and that's what it's all about. And that's what, isn't that what others are all about? Isn't that what others are all about? You can't just show up to Purim and say, "Oh, I'm going to have a great Purim." No, a person's got to, like what Rabbi Rubenstein said this week, the whole from the tzaddikim, all the kedusha of the yontem is found in the Masechta. It's found in the Masechta, or the whole Indian of Maseches Megillah. Maseches Megillah, the different tanam didn't know which pasuk. Oh, everyone had their own pasuk to start off. The one I always connect to is Rav Kaf Seas Eisishua Sashma Lakinu. It's around the test or Daf Yud that we saw the Yeshua. We saw the Yeshua. The whole Indian of Purim, the whole Indian of Maseches Megillah is to see what's the opening pesicha of the Megillah. And I think that's the whole avoda of our lives. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that we care about our nefesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that we care about our yishkat. We start to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Torah, the Kedusha of Chesed, the Kedusha of Tefillah. And when we feel the Kedusha of everything in our lives, that'll bring up all the mitzvot, Be'ez Hashem, and bring tremendous chus for our brothers in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world. And we zoche Be'ez Hashem to learn Megillas Esther and other Be'ez in Yerushalayim, the Shabbos of Sorosos.